The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Oh, that's right. I am the Tiger. Good morning, everyone. 5 minutes after 8 o'clock, this is the Piscopo in the Morning Show. Joe, unfortunately, had to head out to go to a wake or a funeral, but Frank Morano and Al Gattullo holding down the fort. And the only thing that can get someone even more pumped up than hearing Eye of the Tiger is an in-studio morning visit from the one and only Kevin Jackson. Kevin Jackson, welcome back, my friend.
Kevin Jackson, love me some Kevin Jackson.
Kevin, people know you as the author of Race Pimping. They know you as an accomplished radio talk show host in your own right. You've done a great deal when it comes to punditry. The one description of you that I'm most comfortable giving is that you are the least politically correct person in the United States.
I am real. You know, I was talking to the guys out in the room there. And I was saying, man, what a world we're leaving these young folks, man. You can't talk about any of the stuff that's going on. Like this spelling bee.
Mm.
The spelling bee. So eight people win it, right? Because everybody gets a trophy.
Right. They ran out of tough words.
Right. Ran out of tough words. And so it's seven Indians, all homeschooled, I'm sure, right? And one little white girl who's a token. You know she's a token, right? And so it's funny to me, though, that, you know, even that would probably be offensive to somebody, right?
Right.
The fact that you make a joke about something like that. This is a crazy world, man.
Well, even Jerry Seinfeld has said how difficult it is to perform at colleges because everybody's so ready to be offended.
Everybody's in. Look, let me tell you, in New Yorkers, this is a mean, cruel world. And I was talking about years ago when I would come to New York and everybody sort of had that New York attitude. You know, it was like, whatever.
Right.
You know, it didn't matter what you did. You knew, okay, we'll get through it. We're going to still be buddies. We could even fight on the schoolyard and we knew we were going to go have a Coke together or whatever after the fact. Not anymore, man. Everything is offensive. And so when you finally, when I was talking to these guys, they said, Kevin, we're going back and we're erasing our tweets from when we used to just razz on each other as kids.
Yeah, it's terrible.
How far do you go back?
Right.
You go back to when you finally formed your first words. And then I joked and said, you know, we all use words that are not politically correct anymore, but what about dude? You know, just something as simple as that. There are going to be people running back in 10 years going, oh, dude, you remember when you said dude to me? Yeah, let's go back and erase it. This is ridiculous. And that's why I don't buy into it. And as you guys know, I got fired over the word skank, as if that was such a horrific thing, you know, to call skanks. And I'm not going to buy into it.
Well, and you know what my problem was with that whole situation is you weren't even fired from Fox News Channel. You weren't even fired for saying it on TV. You used it on Twitter.
I tweeted.
Right?
It.
So, I could understand if they don't like the things that you're doing on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's their network. They don't like it. That is it. But now they've taken corporate censorship to such a level that they're now censoring everything that you say, even when you're not on TV.
Doesn't matter when, man. You could say it in passing. You could say it to a buddy. How do you talk to your friends, right? As I was telling these guys, I will tell my
with buddy, a lawyer,
right?
Yeah.
You know, it was funny. I was going to do a skit where everybody was in a conference room in a meeting. You know, just at a regular meeting, like at this studio, and everybody had their attorney. And before you could say anything, their attorney would just whisper in your ear, you know, And you go, I'm sorry, I can't comment on that.
Right. That's exactly right. You really wonder beyond just politics where we're heading as a society. Let me ask you a couple of political, your take on a little bit of what's happening politically. We're in the midst of this 2020 presidential election now. Arizona, unlike New York, is very much a battleground state. It's a state that Republicans win. It's a state that Democrats win. You're residing in Arizona these days.
Yeah.
How do you see Arizona shaping up for 2020?
I think Arizona will go solidly for Trump. I think 2020 will be a tremendous year politically for the Republicans in general. And it has to do with two things. One, this is what the Democrats are doing.
Hmm.
You know, the fact that they continue to go after the president in the most crazy ways now. You know, how do you obstruct something? It would be like somebody says, Kevin, you murdered someone. And I go, but I was in a completely different location when the murder occurred. But that doesn't matter. We're still going to accuse you of murder. And then you get mad when I fight back. You say you obstructed the police by pleading innocent. I wasn't doing it. So the Democrats are destructive, but Trump's doing an amazing job. So I think Arizona, we've struggled and until McCain, you have to understand the impact McCain had on Arizona politics. People don't know until you go there. You don't really understand.
Well, tell us about it. Fill us in.
He absolutely drove it. I mean, Arizona became a rhino state because of John McCain. That's why Flake was our other guy, if you remember him.
Right, sure.
Yeah. So, and that's why we got Sinema, because, it was still part of that ilk. That's why we've got
McSally. Yeah.
And so we're still suffering from that, and it's the remnants of McCain. And McCain's one of these guys that wants to reach across the aisle and be, perceived as a moderate or what have you. And the time for moderation is over.
Well, you know what? So I would have no issue with McCain or Romney or anybody, Flake, if they were being moderate, because that's legitimately where they fell on the issues. But the problem that I had with McCain really for the last 15 years is sometimes he was moderate, sometimes he was very conservative, sometimes he was liberal, and it seemed like he got to these positions not based on any political philosophy, not based on any honest assessment of the facts, but based on what was going to get him on TV more.
Absolutely.
So under the Bush era, he knew he could get on the Sunday shows every week by being the anti-Bush Republican, the anti-Republican Republican. Then when Obama became president, he became the single most conservative member of the U.S. Senate because he knew that would get him on TV.
Right.
And then when it comes to Trump, he knew it was back to being the anti-Trump Republican.
Well, but you nailed it. So you got a guy who...
In New York, we had a lot of liberal Republicans, in various offices. That's where they fell on the issues. Fine. But it is what it is.
If it's legit and that's the way you feel, that's fine, even though it may be idiotic. I respect that. But you nailed McCain. And here's the way I would sum McCain up. This is a guy that is in his 80s. He's got what at one time was a trophy wife. He's worth millions and millions of dollars, and he couldn't leave it. I mean, he literally had to die in office. When McCain got diagnosed with cancer, brain cancer, he still didn't say, you know what, guys, it's time for me to step back. I'm going to go spend some time with my grandkids, with my, whatever.
Let me spend my last remaining days criticizing Donald Trump.
I want to just go down fighting against Trump.
All right. Well, so since you bring up John McCain, a huge controversy has emerged over the USS John S. McCain. There were reports that apparently someone, we don't know who, but someone in the Pentagon ordered that the name USS John S. McCain, who's named for Admiral McCain, Senator McCain's father, be concealed so it not be on any of the images. Now, President Trump yesterday claims that he knew nothing about this. This is what he said yesterday.
John McCain, I wasn't a fan, but I would never do a thing like that.
And then he said...
Somebody did it because they thought I didn't like him. They were well-meaning, I will say. I didn't know anything about it.
Now, first of all, look, I voted for Donald Trump. I'm a Trump guy. But what does it say about the nature of the Trump administration that you have people that are so afraid to offend him by seeing the name of a naval of a ship that, does it raise any red flags about his temperament at all?
It doesn't to me. I just think it's funny. I think most people out there will get a kick out of it. And I think what's really funny is Trump is kind of saying, yeah, I didn't like the guy, so it wouldn't surprise me if somebody in my administration said, let's cover his name up so we don't trigger Trump.
But you know what, though? Here's where, when you go from Obama to Trump, it seems like everyone on both sides of the aisle changed their view on everything in terms of what's right and wrong.
Sure, yeah.
Now you have all these Democrats rooting for warrantless wiretapping, rooting for a more zealous FBI, rooting for prosecutors. And Trump's letting all these guys out of jail, all these nonviolent offenders. I said, when did you guys switch? But I remember when, Barack Obama, there was the rumor that he had hid Winston Churchill at the White House, and everyone went crazy. How could he hide Winston Churchill? And now I can't help but think that if Obama, somebody in his administration had done this, you guys, conservatives, would be crucifying Obama, wouldn't you?
So you're asking me as a conservative. Frankly, I don't care. So what if he hit the USS Reagan or something like that?
Yeah, or the McCain. It could have easily hit the McCain. Remember, he was no friend of McCain until Trump became president.
Here's what I'll say about Obama. So if we want to play tit for tat, I guess, as my buddy would say, always take tit. But but if you want to play that game, you can always play that game.
Sure.
I look at what Obama did to torpedo Trump by getting him into the White House on his surprise victory, telling him we're going to do a smooth transition, then weaponizing the government against him. Now, you can talk about covering up a name on a battleship or something. That's fine. What he did is beyond anything you can imagine with that. And now ask yourself this. What would happen if Trump had done what we believe Obama did? What would that discussion...
Wait, in terms of going after a presidential campaign?
Yeah, let's say Obama was coming in and Trump said, I'm going to make a smooth transition, and he weaponized the FBI, he did FISA warrants, he ginned up a Russian collusion or African collusion or whatever, and made it all the same things and flipped that side. What would we be talking about?
Well, that's fair. Let me bring you the leading Democratic presidential candidate, Joe Biden.
Who is it? Who would it be?
Biden. He's leading in the polls.
Yang is leading.
I'm liking this Andrew Yang, by the way. It's funny. Around Wall Street here, I know a lot of these cryptocurrency guys. They love this guy, Andrew Yang. There's something about him.
Bitcoin.
Yeah, it's okay. But this is Joe Biden on the USS John McCain controversy.
Anything less than that is beneath anyone who doesn't treat him that way. As I said in our eulogy, we loved each other, but we argued like the devil. But we still abided by the same value system.
You know, Joe Biden never missing an opportunity to praise John McCain and
taking a shot at Donald Trump.
You know what, though? the issue with Joe Biden and his...
Creepy. Yeah,
well, but do you think he's creepy, honestly?
I do think he's creepy.
Really?
Really. So how many people... Okay, Frank. How many people have you met in your life who would go up to somebody that they don't know, go in behind them, do the old shoulder rub, give them the old nudge, and then smell their hair? How many people have you met in your life that have done that?
Well, look, he's in his 70s.
Frank's a creep.
No, I am. Because honestly, I would never vote for Joe Biden. I think Joe Biden would be...
You're about to go into that. Joe's the old dude.
He's
a throwback to an era when...
See, I thought you of all people, as the self-proclaimed least politically correct person in the country, would say, you know what, maybe some of these women are overreacting, or some of these folks are using this as a political cudgel.
No, I completely agree with that. I think that there is a piece of it where that is indeed the case. But there's another side of me that says, I think Joe Biden that's a power thing for him. When he did it to you remember the one that really got the attention where...
Ash Carter's wife.
That, to me, it was Joe Biden saying, no matter how big you get, Ash Carter, I can still do something creepy to you in public. And I think that's almost voyeuristic. I think there's a side of Joe Biden that is voyeuristic in that regard. And even though I will give him some credit, I'll say, yeah, there's a little bit of him that goes, yeah, but like the little girls and things like that. I think he's just a touchy-feely guy. But I think in some cases it goes beyond, because there's nobody I know who would actually, who, while you're getting an award, creep up behind your wife and do that. I think that's too, just a little too freaky.
We got to take a break. Can you stick around a little while?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. One quick question before we go to traffic. And last time I asked this question of someone who was black, I got called a racist. But
you are.
I am. I can't stand the Eskimos or the Alsatians.
Exactly.
You are a black conservative,
yeah.
Right? The black community votes 90%, maybe more, Democrat in major elections, with very few exceptions.
Mm-hmm.
Why does the black community vote so monolithically for one party? Wouldn't it be smarter for the black community or any community?
Frank just called black people dumb.
No, I didn't. I'm asking, why do they vote so? In your view, why do they vote so overwhelmingly Democrat?
Well, I mean, look, it's very simple. That's where it's part of our DNA at this point. You know, you don't want to go against the grain. It's what your grandparents did. It's what your great-grandparents did. And it's what your parents did.
Well, was it what your grandparents did? Because
my grandparents were staunch Democrats.
Right. So you had so many of the Southern segregationists, Lester Maddox, George Wallace, all Democrats, right?
It makes no sense. I know where you're going.
You know, Abraham Lincoln was a Republican.
Republicans freed the slaves, all the civil rights.
Eisenhower got about 48%, just under half of the black vote.
Right.
You know, Nixon, at least the first time he ran,
Eisenhower was 25% black, by the way.
Is that true?
Look it up.
We're going to have to check that.
But, his grandmother was half black.
But so when did things change? Was it because of the Civil Rights Act, or is it because of the socioeconomic status of so many in the black community?
The Democrat system changed back in 1936 under FDR. But when it got a little bit back was under Eisenhower, who did a lot of things positive for blacks. He and Everett Dirksen. With the Civil Rights Acts. All the Civil Rights Acts were Republicans, done by Republicans. Democrats hated blacks. But then LBJ came in with the New Deal, and that was like a panacea for black folks because we were getting free housing and welfare and, you know, all these other things that, quite frankly, have destroyed the black community. And it was done intentionally by LBJ because, as he said, I'll have them Negroes, and he didn't use that word, voting Democrat for the next 200 years. So he bought our loyalty during that time. And everything that Republicans have tried to do, quite frankly, has been to sort of counter that. Like, we can give you a little more money or we'll be this way. Well, guess what? Blacks didn't buy it. And so forget about the lynching and the anti-slavery laws and all that. Blacks bought it. And the Democrats' ruse has been to make black people believe that they care.
Well, when we come back, I want to get your take on where we are with the Mueller situation. If we have time, I want to talk tariffs, including what the president announced last night. Kevin Jackson is here. We're going to take your calls next. 877-970-2999. I am. 877-970-2999. Debbie Duhaime, how are the roads looking this morning?
I'll tell you what's happening. Good morning, Frank. Good morning, Kevin. Good morning, everybody. Let's take a spin, see what's happening here. Whitestone Bridge, really busy into Queens. It's an accident investigation on the Hutch South, that ramp into Orchard Beach. That ramp is closed. Accident involving a motorcycle. Bronx River Parkway North at 233rd, a collision over there. And we're still seeing volume on the Cross Island North getting up toward the Throgs Neck Bridge, a collision on the shoulder. Grand Central Parkway West at Union Turnpike, that's an accident. And it's still pretty tough on the Staten Island Expressway East at Slauson Ave with an accident cleared out of the way. Prepare for delays of about 30 minutes in across the board at the Hudson River crossings. And over on 21 South at Clay Street in Newark, an accident 1 and 9. That's slowing down through North Bergen with a crash. Sponsored by Staples, May is Customer Appreciation Month at Staples right now. Print what you need to promote your business, color presentations, business cards, and even signs. And get 20% back in Staples Rewards. In-store only and 6/22/19. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/20back for details. Sunny today, high in the upper 70s. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher wants the Never Trumpers to open their eyes.
They want to be relevant without realizing they would be 1,000 times more relevant and, yes, even popular if they would recognize the incredible conservative accomplishments of the last 2.5 years and the extraordinary achievements of the Trump administration.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, it's Bagels and Broadway with me, Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9. I'll be talking theater, food, nightlife, day life, restaurants, and new food products. Theater, food, wine, what else do you need? AM 970.
This is a special alert for Americans who owe more than $10,000 in back taxes. Get ready for a toll-free hotline number. Call and get free information on how to take advantage of new initiatives that could significantly reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. Call Stop IRS Debt today at 800-893-8907. Learn how you can stop collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments all by using a proven A-plus BBB-rated tax system that negotiates with the IRS for you. If you haven't filed returns in years or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get tax relief. The government is ready to work out a generous program that can resolve your tax debt quickly. Be warned, this situation won't last forever and your tax debt will only get worse if you don't act now. Do not try to handle it yourself. Call Stop IRS Debt now for free information. 800-893-8907. That's 800-893-8907. 800-893-8907.
Hey, so in about 20 minutes, Mike Gallagher is going to be here. Mike and I had lunch yesterday, and we were planning my forthcoming nuptials, right? And my I came up with what I think is the most brilliant idea anyone has ever come up with, okay? It's as the wedding favor, right? Instead of giving away some ice cream scooper that no one wants, we're going to give away a MyPillow. Now, so far, I am working on convincing my fiancée that this is a good idea. She likes the idea, but we're not sure where we could store 200 or 300 pillows and have them distributed in a seamless manner. So we're going to work on that. But if you're not lucky enough to get invited to my wedding, you're still lucky enough to enjoy an incredible price for the MyPillow. In fact, it's their lowest price ever. You can get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99, which is the lowest price ever offered on TV or radio. All you have to do is go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code AM970. You can also call 800-651-0798 and use that promo code AM970. This is the world's most comfortable pillow. If you don't like it, you can send it back, get all your money back if you send it back within 60 days. Made right here in the United States of America. You know what that means for you? Tariff free. Go to MyPillow.com. Use that promo code AM970.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
This is the Piscopo in the Morning Show. Joe had to leave early to go to a funeral of a family friend. We should all be so lucky to make it to 104, but God bless Joe's mom, who I think this was one of her best friends, and seems like it was just a great family, a great American success story. But we're lucky enough to have Kevin Jackson in studio, a man who never hesitates to share his view on just about everything. And Kevin, I have to get your opinion on what we're seeing with this Mueller situation. Robert Mueller issues a report and then does an 8-minute press conference 3 days ago to say, read the report, and I'm not saying anything else. Now, even though he really didn't say anything new, you have Democrats saying, an increasing number of Democratic presidential candidates saying, this is an impeachment referral. Give me your take on what we heard from Mueller and where you think this leaves us politically.
I don't think Mueller said, I think Mueller's wanting to run and hide from this report. Would you want to have to face the music over why none of this stuff pointed back to Hillary Clinton, where there's Uranium One and all the other connections to the Russians? How do you rationalize telling somebody there is absolutely no collusion, but there could still be obstruction? Because that's essentially, as I said earlier, telling somebody that you know is not guilty of the crime that it's bad of you that you fought back. You know, that there's an implication that you fought back, which obstructed the, yeah, I obstructed you from trying to put a crime on me that, you know, as we used to say in the hood.
But did he obstruct? What was the purported obstruction? Firing James Comey? I mean, I think you'd be hard pressed. And that's one of my big issues with what Mueller did, both in this report and this statement, is he said everybody's entitled to the presumption of innocence, including those Russians, but we can't really prove that Donald Trump didn't do anything wrong.
But look, there is no way anybody that's sane that's looking at this can say that Mueller is. I mean, it's a complete exoneration. And what you have to understand about Mueller, go look at his history connected to Comey. We wrote a piece about this. These guys are fixers. They were fixers for the party. Mueller's job was to get Trump and, as they said, set the perjury trap. And he couldn't do it. He couldn't figure it out. So now the only thing he had left to do was he had to make a report that looked as if I didn't let him completely off the hook. And it's just nothing but FBI and DOJ speak for I couldn't do what you asked me to do. And now here's what I will tell you. The Democrats say they want to bring Mueller in for questioning. I guarantee you that's not the case. The last thing they would want to do is bring Mueller in and have him face the music and have Republicans ask him the tough questions about why. First of all, why would you make a statement like that? Because Trump should be presumed innocent, number one. And number two, if there is no collusion, then well, how did it all come to be? And we all know the Steele dossier is as crooked as can be. So would you want to face that music? Of course not.
Look, and it'll be interesting to see if they do subpoena him, if he complies
they
with
won't.
The subpoena, and if they treat his declination to adhere to the subpoena the same way they're treating Bill Barr and Don McGahn. I have some questions about that.
To that point, they will. I'm telling you, the Democrats, Nadler, Schiff, none of them will subpoena Mueller. That's going to be your telltale sign because they're all crying. We want him to testify. No, they don't. Democrats tell you the very opposite of what they actually want.
All right. I want to run through a lightning round of issues that have been in the news just in the last 24 hours. Yesterday, the president announces new 5% tariffs on goods coming from Mexico until they do something about illegal immigration. Good idea or bad idea?
Good idea.
All right. Seems to be a bit of a division within the president's own administration about how to handle Iran. Seems like John Bolton and Mike Pompeo are being a little more hawkish, and Donald Trump, of all people, is being somewhat dovish with respect to Iran. Is John Bolton, are his days numbered in this administration?
I think so, because number one, the rial, which is the currency in Iran, has been devalued. At one point, it went from being like 20,000 to the dollar to being 120,000 to the dollar. So it was devalued almost, 600%. And it's cratering the Iranian economy. Trump is not hawkish when it comes to missiles. He's hawkish when it comes to the economy. He will ruin your economy.
In China, they're calling what the president's doing on tariffs economic terrorism.
Call it what you want.
How do you think the president's handling the trade war with China?
I think he's handling the trade war with everybody correctly. The United States has a $750 to $800 billion trade war. It would make us the 19th largest country in the world, just our trade deficit. So the idea that we should lose $375 billion to China is ridiculous. If we get it back, and no matter what they do in terms of trade, if we want to subsidize soybeans, steel, or whatever, he has plenty of money to put back into the U.S. economy. So, look, I think it's wonderful. The G8, it became the G7, all the European guys have capitulated. Japan and Korea capitulated. Mexico capitulated. So what Trump is saying is, look, let's be fair about this. The United States can't lose $70 billion to Mexico, $20 billion to Canada, $375 billion to China, $70 billion to South Korea. We can't continue to do this.
You're in a border state. I'm sure, see the impact of the situation at the border much more closely than we do here in New York. Would a more effective strategy than this 5% tariff be simply to tax the remittances that Mexican illegal immigrants are sending back to their home country when they use Western Union or things like that?
No, because that's really, I'm not saying that doesn't work, but I'm saying what Trump is doing is saying, I'm going to make the country have to do something. I'm going to make the leadership have to take a look, more serious look. I mean, he could do something like that, but people are still going to. It's not going to stop you from coming over to make
money. It won't get Mexico a little more motivated to control their own border.
Absolutely.
All right. 877-970-2999. The last question I'll ask before we take a couple of calls is, you know, we're seeing reports that Kim Jong-un, the dictator of North Korea, may have executed the envoy that was responsible for the summit with the United States because it hasn't gone well. Is this a strategy that President Trump should use when people aren't doing their job well, start executing them?
I would say the short answer is yes to your question about Trump. He should start executing it. Let's begin with Schiff and Nadler. That'll give the Democrats some red meat. Kevin Jackson wants to execute Schiff and Nadler. But no, look, I don't believe all the stuff that I hear coming
neither
out
do
of
I.
North Korea.
Neither do yeah. I. Yeah. Okay. 877-970-2999. We don't believe all the stuff that we're seeing come out of Brooklyn either. Let's say hello to Mel, find out what's true. Mel, what's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Frank. Good morning, Kevin. I think the Korean peace talks are finished. What Kim Jong-un did was kill hostages. All the people that he's executed that worked at the summit had personal relationships with the American counterparts. And now it's become up close and personal. And it's in a way to intimidate and coerce the president that if he doesn't sign the deal, people are going to die. This is the same tactic they used in Panmunjom in order to get the ceasefire in Korea. And the president should not fall for it. He should now ostracize and totally cut off communication with Kim Jong-un and tell the Chinese that they're the ones that we're going to talk to in order to come to any kind of an agreement on the Korean Peninsula.
Well,
he will not be coerced.
Thanks, Mel. You know, Kevin, I understand what he's saying there, but, you know, Mao, who Nixon did a deal with, Stalin, who FDR fought World War II with, they had a pretty bad history of killing people themselves, didn't they?
Yeah. I mean, look, if you want to take it down to that level, I know, I feel for anybody who gets executed.
Right.
But
absolutely.
when it comes to relations between countries, if you want to deal on that level, you'll never get anything done. Trump will figure out a way. And as he said during years ago, he says, I'll use the Chinese, and he will continue to do it. I disagree with the caller that the negotiations are over. North Korea will come around during the Trump administration.
Yeah, and the reality is that when you have nuclear weapons as a country, you're always going to get a seat at any negotiating
table.
Pretty
much, yeah.
877-970-2999. E. Frank in Astoria, what's on your mind this morning?
Oh, thank you. The Federal Communications Commission enforcement warden just got me off the island with you guys. What I have on my mind is that today WPLJ will be closing their doors. And I just want to say that they've had a long history there since 1971, and it's amazing how they were able to survive all those years during the Reagan administration, Bush, and finally they came to a point where they can't really get finance the station.
Yeah, well, I'm sure there's some way we could find to blame Donald Trump for WPLJ ending. You know, it's funny. I feel bad because I used to work.
Why did you put him on that? I mean,
couldn't.
Seriously.
Because I am a mad scientist. All I am looking for
but
in my
mad.
Day.
That's the whole thing.
All that I'm was, looking for in my day is chaos.
That
That's
was,
all.
I'm that surprised that the straitjacket would allow him to call.
Yeah. That was hysterical. He's blaming Trump for
Yeah, it's thing. Great. It's great. But, you know, but in terms of WPLJ, and I feel bad because I know a lot of the folks that work there, and I used to work for the sister station of WPLJ, and a lot of friends of mine are, you know, wondering about their next job. But if the number of people that have been mourning over PLJ ending over the last month had actually spent some time listening to WPLJ over the last 5 years and patronizing their advertisers, they might be in a different situation.
I mean, WPLJ has got more press just now.
It did! Exactly!
Well, they made a whole big deal. Like, oh my God, it's dying, it's dying. Yeah. It's been dying for a long time.
I remember in Staten Island 10 years ago when they canceled the Columbus Day Parade, there were 500,000 people all signing petitions, advocate. I can't believe. And all I'm thinking of, where were you guys actually showing up for the parade when we had it?
That was
down
a long weekend
plane.
For them. They were away.
But if people can complain about something, then they're all about it. Ralph in New Brunswick, what's on your mind this morning?
Good morning to you, Frankie, and good morning to Mr. Jackson. About the immigration issue, okay? That's real good, fine, and dandy about what President Trump has done with Mexico slapping the tariff on them. What about forcing the Democrats to do something about the immigration issue? Okay, both you and Kevin Jackson there have traveled outside this country, okay? What's the first thing that is required of you? A passport, correct?
Yeah.
That's your basic understanding of immigration right there, travel outside the country.
Well, Ralph, I understand about a third of what you're saying, and I think I agree with it, but I can't be too sure. All right, we're going to continue next. We have six open lines. Kevin Jackson is here, 877-970-2999. When we come back, I'm going to ask Kevin the same question that I'm going to ask you, is that if you were running Donald Trump's campaign, out of the 24 Democrats running for president, who is the best opponent for Trump to face? Who's the easiest to beat for him? And who's the toughest to beat? So let me know your thoughts at 877-970-2999, and I'll ask Kevin to respond as well. This is the Joe Piscopo Show. Frank Moreno here with Al Gattulo and the great Kevin Jackson. We'll continue next. Here's Al Gattulo with the local news.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
65 degrees at 8:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The state of New Jersey is suing a family that founded a pharmaceutical company accused of improperly marketing opioids. Attorney General Gerbier Graywall announced yesterday the Garden State has filed a lawsuit against eight members of the Sackler family, whose Purdue Pharma Company has allegedly promoted opioids as rarely addictive. The state's complaint purports that the Sackler Company encouraged risky prescribing practices and targeted vulnerable patient populations. Each Sackler mentioned in the suit has been accused of helping direct a widespread campaign to mislead doctors about the risks of OxyContin and other addictive pain meds. A Manahawkin man is one of two people facing charges for ripping off Superstorm Sandy victims. The Ocean County Prosecutor's Office announced yesterday Jonathan Price, along with Bergen County man Scott Cowan, have been arrested on counts related to theft. Price and Cowan allegedly worked together, were contracted by over 30 homeowners whose residences were damaged during the 2012 superstorm and were paid a total of more than $2 million to do so. However, prosecutors purport they did little to none of the work promised, but did manage to spend the money they took in on themselves. In sports, Yankees and Red Sox rained out last night in the Bronx. That game gets made up as part of a doubleheader on August 3rd. Mets were held to four hits in a 2-0 loss to the Dodgers in Los Angeles in Game 1 of the NBA Finals. That goes to the Raptors. They beat the Warriors 118-109. This report brought to you by Rawlings, the mark of a pro. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's see what's happening here. As you take it to 287 northbound, some stop-and-go traffic getting up toward exit 3, getting up through Edison. More volume heading up toward exit 13, up through Franklin Township. We're still seeing volume this morning on 21 south at Clay Street in Newark with a crash cleared. Inbound GWB down to 15, Lincoln 30, and Holland still about 20 to 25. It's a tough ride on the Hutch south. That ramp into Orchard Beach is closed. Accident investigation. That accident involved a motorcycle. Bronx River Parkway south of Gun Hill Road. It's an accident over there as well. It's been tough this morning on the Grand Central Parkway west at Union Turnpike. It's a crash still out there and some stop-and-go traffic as you take a ride to the southbound thruway getting down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. 112 south at Sunrise Highway. An accident being cleared. Sunny today, high in the upper 70s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Brought to you by Dell. Dell Small Business Technology Advisors are ready to help with advice, dedicated one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions like computers with Intel Core processors, servers, storage, and more. To speak with an advisor today, call 877-BY-DELL. That's 877-BY-DELL.
It's the dirty little secret of military service for women. 30% of female veterans recently interviewed said that they were raped while serving our country, leading to the breakup of their family and inability to hold a job. This week on Champions of Justice, Tom Girardi and Amy Solomon expose the issue and talk with the leaders of U.S. Vets, an organization helping vets recover. Tune in, Champions of Justice, Sunday mornings at 10 here on AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code THEANSWER.
The biggest threat to you in this country today is cyber attack. And no one knows it better than Dr. Eric Cole, former special agent for the CIA and CEO of Secure Anchor. Through Secure Anchor, Dr. Cole protects major companies and individuals from cyber breach. And now he's going to prepare you for any attack and raise the alarm to our government that they need to act. Tune in Saturday afternoons at 2 on AM 970 The Answer for Cyber 9/11 with Dr. Eric Cole and learn how to prevent and prepare for the inevitable.
All right, listen closely to what I'm about to tell you. This is an incredibly urgent message. While you're hearing this message, our veterans are literally losing their lives. Not thousands of miles away, but right here under our feet and right now. 22 veterans a day. Over 140,000 since September 11th. That's about 8,000 last year alone, including 25 at VA facilities. They've all killed themselves. Well, we need to put an end to this, and it needs to be done right now. These are people that served our country, and then when we needed them, and now they need us. And there is an answer: Gold Shield. If you're a merchant, you have to sign up today. Pick up that phone and call 888-526-9111. That's 888-526-9111, or go to thegoldshield.us and sign up. All you have to do is you put a Gold Shield emblem in your storefront. People will then know you're serious about combating veteran suicide. And at the end of the year, you make a tax-deductible donation to a charity which helps put an end to veteran suicide. They're not asking consumers for a donation, just to shop at stores where you see the Gold Shield. One more time, go to thegoldshield.us or call 888-526-9111. If you have a store, sign up today.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
It's the Joe Piscopo Show. Frank Moreno here with Al Gattulo and the great Kevin Jackson at 845. Kevin is a staunch Trump supporter. I think that's fair to say, right?
Well, you know, I wasn't in the camp Trump guy.
No, you weren't. Were you a Rand Paul guy initially?
No, I actually was more of a, like? I like Ted Cruz. I like Rand Paul. I know them both. I liked a lot of the guys, but I stayed out of it until Trump got in.
Well,
I was not an early adopter of Trump.
Since you mentioned Cruz, one thing that he and, of all people, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez are doing that I absolutely love is the two of them are getting together and putting in a proposal that says if you're a member of Congress, as soon as you leave office, you can't go be a lobbyist right away. They're forcing you to wait. I think it's something like 5 or 10 years based on their proposal.
Yeah,
that really is a drain the swamp proposal, isn't
it? Yeah, yeah, I like it. Yeah, I've always liked Ted. He's a sharp guy. A little bit of a hothead.
That's for sure. Yeah. That's for sure. All right. 2020, if you're running the Trump campaign, out of the 24 Democrats that are running, who's the one that you are most wanting to run against? Who's the one you least want to run against?
I got to tell you.
If you tell me Andrew Yang, I am going to kick you out of here.
You know, being on the serious side, I honestly don't see a true challenger to Trump. I think if you were on the Democrat side of the aisle, you'd probably say Biden's the best bet. He's got the best pedigree at this point. He's a VP. But, I mean, Biden's got a creep. He's got a past on criminal justice issues. Mm-hmm. He's got a past on trade issues. And Trump is proving that his trade policy works. He's got to deal with he's got a lot of skeletons in his closet that I frankly don't think he's going to get the nomination. Bernie Sanders would probably be next in line. And Bernie, you know, he screwed the pooch when he sold out to Hillary in the last election. So he's lost a lot of his base. Elizabeth Warren, I mean, honestly, I'm not being coy. I don't think there's anybody, I don't think the Democrats been born that can beat Trump, especially after he's got a track record.
Well, and, you know, we're seeing that we have brought back a disease, and we're right now in the measles capital of the country, that was eradicated, not eradicated, but eliminated 20 years ago, and now it's been back. There have been more cases of measles at any time since 1994. Give me your take on this whole situation.
My take is it's a direct result of our border policy, and it's one of these things that Trump is. I mean, if I were going to use this as politically, and it's not a political issue in the sense that people are getting sick again. But if I were going to use it, I would say this is a perfect example. Remember, there's an outbreak of scabies when these kids came in. I believe mumps is back. these are diseases. It was what? MMR, diphtheria, the measles, mumps, and rubella. Now it's all coming back. So.
All right, Kevin, this has been a lot of fun. If people want to follow your writings, your commentary, what's the best place for them to do it?
Well, Twitter at Kevin Jackson TBS. Go to KJRadio.com if you want to follow the radio show. And that pretty much will connect you to me.
KJRadio.com, author of Race Pimping, a great book that I'm privileged to have a signed copy of in my home. Kevin, I'll see you next time you're in New York.
Absolutely.
All right. Here's the great Debbie Duhaime with the not-so-great traffic on the road this morning. Hello there, Debbie.
Hi, Frank. Thank you, and welcome again to Kevin. Nice to have him here this hour. Let's see what's happening right now, Frank, as we take it over to New Jersey Transit. New Jersey Transit, we're seeing delays right now of 20 minutes into and out of Penn Station. It's all due to an earlier disabled train. Inbound GWB down to 15, Lincoln 30, Holland only about 20 now heading into town. We're still seeing volume on 21 South through Newark down by Clay Street, but an accident is long gone. We're still seeing some volume here as well as you head to the Hutch South, that ramp into Orchard Beach. It's still closed. It's been closed for hours. It was a motorcycle accident that happened earlier this morning. Whitestone Bridge, busy into Queens. Throgs Neck Bridge, busy into Queens. We're still seeing volume on the Bronx River Parkway south of Gun Hill Road with an accident there as well. And watch for slowdowns on the Staten Island Expressway East getting out toward the Verrazano Bridge. Stop-and-go traffic on the LIE West getting out toward Jericho Turnpike. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
Hi. I'm Steve Adubato. Every Sunday, Steve Adubato's Leadership Hour brings you valuable tips on how to become a better leader. I'll also interview leaders in government, business, and other arenas. So catch me, Steve Adubato, Sundays at 2 p.m. for the Leadership Hour, right here on AM 970.
All right. Empire State Bank is a community-oriented bank. I was just telling my fiancée that I'm hoping she opens an account at Empire State Bank because not only do they offer great rates for depositors, but they provide a full range of business deposit and lending products in addition to all these great consumer deposit products that are tailored to meet each customer's specific financial needs. Their banking professionals provide in-depth knowledge and experience with a personal touch, all aimed at helping your business succeed and prosper. Because when small business succeeds, our communities succeed. No one knows that better than Empire State Bank CEO, my friend Phil Guarneri.
Thanks, Joe. Empire State Bank is different from other banks because we developed that personal relationship to help you support your business. Our business customers don't need to come out to us. We come to you to provide that service.
I'm starting to think he might have pre-recorded that. All right. With locations in Staten Island, Brooklyn, and the Lower Hudson Valley, Empire State Bank, you can visit ESBNA.com. That's ESBNA.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
8:52. This is the Piscopo in the Morning Show. Joe had to leave early for a funeral of a family friend. Frank Moreno here with Al Gattullo. And very, very pleased to be joined by a man who's not only one of the most listened to radio talk show hosts in the country, a legend in the radio business, but a man who bought me lunch yesterday and a martini.
Well,
thank you.
I was waiting, and he didn't reach for the wallet.
I reached.
I reached, and then you know how guys do that. It's like who's going to go for? No, it was my pleasure.
No, thank
my
you.
My treat. I had you come to a different restaurant because it was closer. I was lazy. I was having a lazy Thursday, and of course, lunch with Frank is always an adventure because you hear where all the bodies are buried. You hear all the radio
stories.
Yeah,
that's right.
You know all the dirt, the radio stuff about everybody in town. Mm-hmm. So I always feel like I'm enlightened after
you're one of the people that I think appreciates radio gossip as much as I do.
Well, gossip. I just like good gossip.
Yes,
you
right.
know? I want to get you all revved up about, you know, Al's purple hair.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to get Al revved up about I don't know whatever. I mean,
yeah.
you know, so
you,
no, I'm,
you name it. If it's a day that ends with a Y, Al's revved
all
up about
I'm,
something.
All I miss are like curlers in my hair and a fuzzy bathrobe and slippers and come to work. So,
what a week to be on the radio.
Wow.
Yesterday, the president announcing these 5% tariffs on Mexico.
Yep.
And Robert De Niro, of course, that great pillar of statesmanship
yes.
and legal authority.
Solomon.
Who best known for playing gangsters in movies like Goodfellas, yeah. The Godfather Part II, and Casino.
Yes.
He has not only a New York Times op-ed, but now a video. Because he played Robert Mueller on Saturday Night Live, he now has some authority in terms of what Mueller's thinking. Give me your analysis in terms of where we are with this whole Mueller situation and its aftermath.
I'm sort of in a mindset. My theme today is going to be about staying in your lane and how people refuse to stay in their lane.
Mm.
What Robert De Niro has to do with writing op-eds for the New York Times or whatever, and why they would print that is mystifying. Why Robert Iger would threaten to boycott the state of Georgia because they happen to have elected representatives who have they've got a heartbeat bill that's going to go into law. How about stay in your lane? Do your movies. You're a children's movie company. That's how you were founded. And this is all about children. And so these guys refuse to stay in their lane. And the ultimate, of course, lane crossing is Robert Mueller.
Mm.
Because look at what Mueller did. Look at what he did. It was, honestly, I don't think you can understate the damage that he's attempting to do to the country. And it is to the country. It's not just to Trump. Because as Trump gets dragged through the impeachment nonsense, we all will.
Right.
We're all going to go through this. Mueller takes, Sean Davis from The Federalist takes the whole process of innocent until proven guilty, and Mueller took it and turned it on its ear. Well, we're not going to say he's guilty, but we sure can't say he's innocent.
Well, you could say that about literally anybody that hasn't been arrested, right?
Everybody.
Yeah.
You could say that about everybody who hasn't been arrested.
Yeah.
Well, we don't know you didn't do anything. Just because you haven't been arrested doesn't mean you didn't do anything.
Exactly.
It makes me crazy, you know, and yet, by the way, on a personal level, you know, I talk about LifeLock all the time.
Right.
So I had an identity theft situation over the holidays. A guy takes somehow got my cell phone. He ported it over to his phone, gets into my bank account information, got all my information, goes to the bank, and I can tell you if you want, right where it is. I mean, right in the middle of Rockefeller Center. Walks into the bank and tries to withdraw $25,000 from my account. Now it's a big crime. It's a felony. That's not a misdemeanor. Trying to take that much out. He had a driver's license with my name and his picture. And for the record, he's a middle-aged black guy.
Wow.
They know him. They caught him. They got him. He was in jail for another identity theft crime. The reason they caught him is they've got his picture on that driver's license. They used facial recognition technology, and they got a hit, and they got him. I got a note last night from the detective. Yeah, we're sorry. We know who he is. We know he did it, but we really don't have probable cause to make an arrest.
Wow!
They have surveillance video of him in the bank that they finally turned over to the NYPD. They have his picture. They know who he is, and they don't have probable cause enough to make an arrest. So this is the kind of stuff, day-to-day stuff, I think that I like sharing because all of us can go through this at one time or another. It gives me a reason to remind you that this is why identity thieves do it. This is because they can get away with it, and they know they'll get away with it. And this is why you got to have LifeLock in your corner.
Oh, if that's for sure. I love that story because if that guy's not getting charged, nobody's getting charged with anything.
You got a picture? You got a video? Yeah. You know who he is?
We have. We get to weather with Joe Lundberg in just a minute. But what else do you have coming up on your show this morning?
Sam Sorbo is going to stop by 10:30 this morning. Sam's going to guest host. I'm on vacation next week. I'm conflicted because I'm taking my grandkid on a Disney cruise, and I'm mad at Disney. And I'm a Disney family. We're a Disney family. Yeah. Hey, Iger, stay out of Georgia. Knock it off. Don't get into their politics. So my saving grace is they haven't officially announced the boycott yet. They're just sort of speculating.
There you go. You're firmly in that gray area.
Right. Yeah, so I'm going to sneak in the cruise and enjoy it. But Sam Sorbo is going to fill in for me on Monday. She's got a great podcast, and she's going to guest host for me on Monday, and then Sam Malone the rest of the week. I tried to get Frank Morano, but we couldn't afford him.
Yeah, thankfully somebody in management has a brain.
Your talent fees are just exorbitant. We can't get it in.
All right, Mike, thank you.
Thank you for lunch. Great job this morning, guys.
Thank you very much. We'll miss you next week.
I'll see you a week from Monday.
Joe Lundberg, what kind of weather are we in store for this weekend?
Going to be a nice one today, and I think tomorrow as well. Upper 70s to near 80 both days, a little cooler at the shore. Sunday is a better chance for seeing a shower and thunderstorm, and even that's probably not until the afternoon hours. The morning should be okay, but it's going to turn a little cooler for the beginning of next week.
All right. Well, thank you, Joe. We appreciate that. We'll talk to you next hour. And we got to wrap up this hour.
Go ahead. Wrap away.
What are we going to talk about next hour?
Well, Michael Tracy, one of my all-time favorites, is going to be here. He is, as Tucker Carlson calls him, the only person on Twitter worth following. And if you hear him coming up next hour, you'll understand why.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
68 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Katz's Deli is hosting a contest to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the movie When Harry Met Sally. One particular scene with Meg Ryan and Billy Crystal made the Lower East Side Deli a household name. Next month, the restaurant will host a scene reenactment contest where fans can recreate the famed I'll Have What She's Having scene. Competitors in the July 12th contest will even sit at the same table where the scene was filmed. Westchester officials are offering tips to stay safe this prom season. The Department of Public Safety and Taxi and Limousine Commission says it's important to work together to keep teens safe. Several videos have been put out that include advice for parents and kids. They include how parents can team up to keep their children safe. There are also instructions on how to book a limo.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.